Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, men. Good morning to the Cowboy fans. I know they're just as excited as I am about what's going on with the Cowboys.
Morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, that was a good win.
That was a good win, and I know that all that the Cowboy fans are talking about right now this morning is how excited they are. How excited they are about this.
Well, it is just a preseason game, though. I don't know how excited everyone is about
that. No, I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about the Block Claim blue carpet fashion show that we have going on.
Yeah, we did hear about that. I guess we can all look forward to that.
And, Charlotte Bridges is organizing that, and that was her big idea. And I told her, hey, if you get it sponsored, we will do it. And lo and behold, she goes out there and gets Block Claim to sponsor it. So Charlotte loves looking at all these young men in their outfits. She does love it. But we won, yes. You're right.
Yeah, you did win the game.
The game was very exciting.
The game was very exciting. And it really, I think that win really sets the tone for the rest of the year. That game, to me, was a must-win. Psychologically, it was a must-win.
Right.
Oh.
And I think that really puts us in the mindset that we need to be in for the rest of the year.
Well, yeah, it's a preseason game, but you did have the exciting returns of Kevontae Turpin.
We did, and he did. It was very good, Kevontae Turpin time.
You like that one, huh?
Yeah. I like it. I like it. He was a miracle. He really was a miracle.
I don't know about that, but
running it back there, had them two touchdown returns, got that punt return. I think it was 86 yards. Kickoff return 98 yards for a touchdown.
Yep.
So odd enough, here's a little stat for you.
Okay.
He had more yardage on those two returns than Zeke has had in the last two regular seasons.
I don't know about that, but
it doesn't quite match up.
But it was very exciting that he did that. But more importantly, I think he's going to be representing our team very well on the Block Claim blue carpet fashion show, which is more important than those two returns he did for touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Big deal, I guess.
But we just love going out there to Los Angeles. It's so fun. You know, I don't know if y'all know this, but my old childhood home is about a mile from the stadium.
Yep. Yeah, you've talked about that. Yeah.
That Sophie Stadium they have. That
SoFi,
But yeah, as a matter of fact, I went and I knocked on the door of my old home. And the people there were very nice, and they let me tour it.
Wow, that's cool.
They let me tour it, so I saw the room where I pulled off my diaper and smeared my mess on the electrical outlets, clogging it up.
Your first memories were there.
Yeah, it was my first memory, and now Jerry Jr. is still doing that same thing to his room in Highland Park.
No, come on.
Still? So it
runs in the family. Oh, yeah, he's still doing it. Yeah, I quit when I was about 5 or 6, but Jerry Jr., he's not fully potty trained.
Okay, that's interesting news.
Man, that is.
Yeah, the doctor says it may be psychological, but we don't know. I think it's just because Gene coddles him so much, you know.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like going to the bathroom, you know, at set times. He likes going whenever he feels like it in his pants, so we used to have to diaper him up. He breaks every koala station I throw him up on these days.
Yeah, he's way too big for that thing.
He exceeds the weight limit, something fierce. But he loves going out to L.A. because that's where all the movie stars live. SpongeBob and Adventure Time and Rick and Morty. He loves them all.
Yeah, well, that's great.
But yeah, you know, my daddy, he moved us out to L.A. after he struck oil.
He did.
That's why we moved out there. Yeah, one day in Arkansas, he was hunting up some food. And then up through the ground came a bubbling crude. And he moved us.
Really?
Moved us right on out there to L.A.
Wow, I never knew that story.
Oh, yeah. My granny, she was on the roof of the car in a rocking chair.
Wow. That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, they did a documentary about us on TV.
That was not a documentary.
Way back in the early days of television.
Sitcom.
But Jean took the boat out there, the Bravo Eugenia.
Yeah.
She sailed out there through the, I don't know, that Suez Canal or whatever. I'm not sure how she got the boat out there to L.A., but she took the, I always take the jet. I like traveling by jet.
Yeah, there you go.
But she likes traveling out there by boat. And she had lots of seamen. Lots of seamen travel on the boat with her.
Like first mates, sailors, all that, bosun, the mate, and all that.
And she parks it off of Catalina for her annual Gene Jones Catalina wine mixer.
That's a big deal, that wine mixer.
Right. She hires Frankie Valli, and I think the Gin Blossoms play, and I can't remember who all plays, but that's her big party.
Well, that's good. Everyone had a good time in SoCal.
Yeah, and of course, I let her do it because, you know, she forgives me for some of my indiscretion. But we didn't have any too many penalty flags in this game. Did you notice that?
Yeah, you cleaned it up a little bit.
Turned it around, cleaned it up.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing them flags. I don't like seeing yellow flags on the field, and I don't like seeing red flags in gate attendant relationships.
Jeez. You have a tough time spotting those, apparently.
Almost made it through.
Right. Have a tough time spotting them. I learned my lesson on that. No. I tell you what, I wouldn't trade anything for Veruca. She's been a wonderful addition to our
family. Has she?
Man.
She really has, Jeb Jubb. Anyway, go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
We're 500, and that's where we always like to be.
Blue carpet. Let's go. All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry.